got one halakha in the laws of Berachot. There's a big discussion on the Berachah of ice cream. Now, of course, we know the Berachah of ice cream is Shakon Yavet Baro. The question is, when a person eats bread, and now they bring him ice cream in the Seudah, the question is this ice cream exempted from the Berachah Tamotzi that he made? Well, it all would depend on how you classify ice cream. Is ice cream considered a food, or is ice cream considered a beverage? So Chacham Ben Tzion Alav HaShalom wanted to say that ice cream that's made from milk, that has a status of food. And therefore he said, since normally you don't eat this type of food during a Seudah, the Hamotzi would not cover the ice cream, and you'd have to make a She'akol. He said the same thing by Pav ice cream, that's made, let's say, with eggs and things like that. It's considered a food, and since you normally don't eat it as part of the Seudah, you'd have to make a She'akol. However, when it comes to, let's say, sorbet or regular ices, so then already he said that that's considered a liquid, and if it's considered a liquid, then Motzi covers all liquids. That's not the opinion of Chacham Avadya alav shalom. Chacham Avadya is very simple. He says all ice creams are considered liquids. He doesn't make a difference between if it's milk-based or if it's water-based. It's all considered a liquid. So seemingly then you should say, if ice cream is considered a liquid, and we know how Motzi covers all liquids, it should be exempt. However, it's not the case. Because the halakha writes that HaMotzi is only poter, liquids that are part of the Seudah. But if a person is drinking a liquid that's not part of the Seudah, so that HaMotzi does not cover it. HaMotzi can cover water. HaMotzi can cover a soda. HaMotzi can cover a drink, a scotch, a beer you drink during the Seudah. But nobody drinks sweet items like this as part of the Seudah. So therefore, Chacham Avadya will hold that the Hamotzi is not going to cover the ice cream in such a case, because it's really not part of the Seudah. There's a big machloket between the children of Chacham Avadya. According to Chacham Yitzchak, he says that his father made she'akol on ice cream during the Seudah. Chacham David says he didn't make she'akol, he waited until after the Ketam Azot to eat the ice cream, because it's a safek. In any event, to get out of the sefekot, the best thing to do when it comes to ice cream is to make Birkat HaMazon and then eat the ice cream after. Again, the question would be, again, how are you categorizing it? Is it a food or is it a solid? And then you have to analyze, is it part of the Seudah? Is it not part of the Seudah? However, there'll be one case where you do not have to make a Berachat ice cream. And that would be if you made Boreh Pri HaGefen. If, let's say, Friday night you made Boreh Pri HaGefen and you drank from the wine, we know that Gefen is poter all mashkin. So therefore, if you hold like a Chacham Avadya that ice cream is considered a mashkeh, and you made Boreh Pri HaGefen, Gefen is poter all mashkin, whether they come part of the Seudah or whether they are not part of the Seudah. So that would be a classic case on Friday night or Shabbat, where you made Kiddush, you said Boreh Pri HaGefen, and you drank from the Kiddush. Now they bring the ice cream for dessert. Everybody would hold in that case, you do not have to make a beracha. The Boreh Pri HaGefen was poter the ice cream. The question is when it comes to Hamotzi. There already we have Sifikot. So therefore the best thing to do in that case would be is to put the ice cream after dessert, or to take a candy and make she'akol on the candy and have kavanah to poter the ice cream before you get out of all the Sifikot.